This week on Senior Voices, Sharon Christian remembers growing up in Dayton's Westwood neighborhood during the 1960s and 70s. Sharon spoke with volunteer interviewer Barbara Gerla at the Wesley Community Center near where she grew up.
It was a great neighborhood to grow up in. I've heard different about it now, but when I was young, we used to go to the park all the time or go to the library all the time. Our church was in our neighborhood, so we could walk to church. There were corner stores that were more like family-ran stores of people that had lived in that neighborhood before you or with you. I can remember kids that go out trick-or-treating without fear. And if you got in trouble, everybody on the street knew you were in trouble before your parents knew it. We have pride about our neighborhood. You don't throw your trash outside. You don't throw it out your car. Everybody watched out for each other. I remember having block parties, which I don't know if they still have today or not. The first time I caught the bus, it was in the right down the street. I remember going downtown to stores like Thaw's and Donnefeld's when I was a little girl, and they were going through the race. I don't think it's really called race riot in Dayton, but when it was unrest, I can remember seeing that when you're in the army and the people sit at them with the gun thing, and I can remember them riding down the street. I was just amazed. I didn't really understand what was going on or what it was about.
How old, do you remember how old you were?
I think I was probably like 9.
Did your parents try and keep you away from all that?
Well, we were on the porch, so as a child, I can look back and realize that it was going on, but we were never involved in it as far as children. So what somebody down south probably went through, it never reached us. It never was of that magnitude that it was down south. I went to Meadowdale, and we were the first black kids bused to Meadowdale High School. We were the first ones. I was just in awe of it. You know, I hadn't really dealt with white people.
Sure.
And it was just amazing to be that close proximity with them. Pretty emotional. I remember riding the buses home.
What are the most important lessons you've learned in life?
That you're never too old to learn. My grandmother taught me that. Mm-hmm. Being here at the center, I've learned a lot that I didn't know. I'm kind of opening up to more things that I just never thought about. So, you know, when they talk about you start your second life after you finish working, I agree. You're not over the hill, you're just getting up the hill. So, that makes a big difference.
That was Sharon Christian speaking with Barbara Gerla as part of the Senior Voices Project. This interview is edited by Community Voices producer Dave Barber. Senior Voices is a collaboration between the Dayton Metro Library, Rebuilding Together Dayton, and WYSO. This series is made possible through the generous support of the Del Mar Healthcare Fund of the Dayton Foundation.